In this week's parasha, Parshas Ba'aloisecha, we find something unusual. Actually, something we don't find anywhere else in the entire Torah. Twice, we have the letter Nun written backwards. Before and after the pasuk Vayehi b'nesoya ha'oroin vayomer Moshe, the pasuk that tells us that when the oroin, the ark, traveled in the midbar, Moshe would say, Kuma Hashem v'yofutzu oivecha, etc. Before this pasuk, we have a nun written backwards, and after this pasuk, we have a nun written backwards. Why is that? Says the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Tesvov that Otzoloi Simonios Lefonov Ulaachov Loimar She'ein Ze Mekoimoi, that these are signs to show us that this is not really where this pasuk belongs. The pasuk Vayehi b'nesoya ha'oroin is out of context. It doesn't really belong here. The Lomo Nichtav, so why did the Torah insert the pasuk Vayehi b'nesoya over here? Lahafsik bein Puronus lePuronus, to provide a break between the negative behavior of the Jewish people that's recorded before this pasuk, and the negative behavior of the Jewish people that's recorded after this pasuk. What negative behavior are we talking about? So the negative behavior that appears after this pasuk is obvious. The next pasuk says, "Vayehi ha'om kimis oynenim ra ba'ozne Hashem," that the people were complaining about the journey in the midbar, as the Torah goes on to tell us. What's the puronus? What negative behavior appears before the pasuk Vayehi b'nesoya? That's not so clear, because actually what it says is Vayisu mehar Hashem derech shloshes yomim. They traveled from the mountain of Sinai 3 days. What's so bad about that? So Tosfos in Masechtes Shabbos brings in the name of the Midrash that Vayisu mehar Hashem was ketinoi kaboyreach mibeis ha-sefer. They rushed away from Har Sinai like a child that escapes school. In other words, Yidden were afraid that they will be told more mitzvahs, and they actually rushed away from Har Sinai. So the Puronus, the first Puronus is the rushing away from Har Sinai. The second Puronus is the misoinenim, the fact that they were complaining about the journey in the midbar. And in order that these two things don't appear together, the Torah inserted Vayehi b'nesoya ha'ohoin Vayomer Moshe in between. The question is, what is accomplished by breaking up these two episodes? In the end, we have them both in the Torah. We read about the first story, the second story. So what if it's not together? Why would it be worse if it is together? How is it better if it's not together? You know, there's an interesting Gemara in Masechtes Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Vov, where the Gemara tells us that Reb Chiya Bar Zarnuki and Rabbi Shimon ben Yohai Tzodok havu ka'azli la'aber shona ba'asye. They were traveling to Asya, where they were going to proclaim the year as a leap year. Pogabuhu ke'shlokish met them on the way. It's still Bahadayu. He joined them. Omar, he said, Ezil echzi heiche ava uvde. Heiche avdi uvde. Let me come along and see how they do it. He wanted to witness the procedure of Ibur Hashono. On the way, Chazyela Ugavre, he saw this person, the Havikoriv. He was plowing his field, and it was the year of Shemitah. Omar, Koyhein v'choyresh. He said, this is a Koyhein, because Koyanim were at that time, Choshud al Hashvi'is, Koyanim were suspected of not observing the prohibitions of Shemitah. And he said, look at this guy, he's a Koyhein v'choyresh, he's plowing during Shemitah. So, Reb Chiya Bar Zanuki and Reb Shimon ben Yoi Tzodok said to him, Amru lo yochoy lo mara. It could be that he's a hired servant working on a field that belongs to a non-Jew, and therefore he's not transgressing the prohibition of Shemitah. A bit further, he saw somebody else, the Habekosach Bekarmi, somebody pruning his vineyard. So he once again said, Kohen Vizoymer. Here we have somebody pruning during Shemitah. How terrible it is. They said to him, Yochoy Loimar, he can say that La'akel Beis Abad Utsorich, maybe he needs the twigs for the wine press, and therefore he's not doing it in a way that is prohibited during Shemitah. And then it says, they said about Reish Lakish, true that he does. He's a troublesome person. He's a nudnik. I mean, he's just bothering us. But he continued to go with them until they reached their destination. And then it says that they climbed up to an attic with a ladder. And when they reached the attic, they removed the ladder in order that Reish Lakish should not be able to follow them. At that point, Reish Lakish went back to Rabbi Yochanan. And he said to Rabbi Yochanan, do you think that people who are suspected of transgressing the prohibitions of Shemitah are worthy of doing Ibur Hashana, implying that these rabbis who excused those people who are working during Shemitah are obviously themselves not so serious about Shemitah, and therefore they shouldn't be capable of doing Ibur Hashana. Asks the Tzlach that if Reish Lakish had a feeling that these rabbis are not so serious about Shemitah since they were excusing the people that were working during Shemitah, he got that impression already when they excused the man who was plowing and the man who was pruning. Why did he continue to follow them? And only when they removed the ladder and he couldn't witness the procedure, only then did he go back to Rabbi Yochanan and say, hey, Bnei Odom HaChashudim Alav Shemitah K'sheirim La'aber Es HaShono. He should have left them right away. Says the Tzlach, there's a pasuk in Sefer Mishlei that says, Matzdik Rosho Umarshiyah Tzadik Toyavas Hashem Gam Shneim. Somebody who's Matzdik Rosho, who justifies the Rosho, and Marshiyah Tzadik, somebody who accuses the righteous, Toyavas Hashem Gam Shneim. It's an abomination in the eyes of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Both these things. So he brings from a sefer Bino Le'itim that asks, I mean, what's the chiddush? What is Shloimeh HaMelech telling us? Obviously, it's a very simple thing that somebody who accuses the righteous and somebody who justifies the evil is toyeva in the eyes of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And he also asks, what's the gam shneim? Also both. What do you mean also? Both these things are a toyeva. Says the Bino Le'itim that being matzdik Rosha, justifying the Rosha, excusing the Rosha, is not always necessarily such a terrible trait. There are people that are melamed tzchus, they always look for the positive, and they always find ways to excuse others. We actually are told, havidan es kol ha'odom lekaf tzchus. So it could be that this person is a dan lekaf tzchus, he's always trying to see people in a positive light, and that's why he's matzdik even the Rosha. On the other hand, somebody who's marshia tzaddik, it's not nice that he's accusing the righteous. However, some people are by nature very critical, and they always see, you know, the fault. Okay, maybe he's just so by nature. It's still not on the level of an abomination. It's not yet a toyeva. However, if the same person, when it comes to the righteous, he's always critical, And when it comes to the evil, it comes to the wicked, it comes to the Rishonim, he's always excusing them. So the Gam Shneim, also both. You do this and also this. That shows, the contradiction shows that your heart and mind are really in the wrong place. Toyavas Hashem Gam Shneim. Says the Tzlach, that when Rish Lakish saw that Reb Chiya Bar Zarnuki and Reb Shimon Bar Yehi Tzadok are excusing the people that are working during Shemitah, he still didn't know that they're choshud al hashviyas, because it could be that they are just always melamed zchus, they're always finding a positive way of looking at people, they're always finding an excuse in order not to accuse people of anything. However, when they reached their destination and they pulled away the ladder, then he said, hey, for those people that are working during Shemitah, they find an excuse. They can tolerate that. And me, they can't tolerate. Maybe I'm so critical. So, they should tolerate me too for being so critical of those people that they find an excuse for. If they find an excuse for those people and they're not ready to excuse me, that's an indication that they're choshud al hashviyas. So, you know, you see that besides for each action that we take having its face value, there's also how our actions interact and how we, the whole picture comes together. Somebody that spends no money on himself and also spends no money on tzedakah, it's not nice that he doesn't give charity. However, he's by nature stingy. He doesn't spend money on himself either. But somebody who splurges on himself and when it comes to tzedakah, he's tight. That's the Gam Shneim. Both together, that contradiction shows where you really are. And Memela, we can say that Bayisu Mehar Hashem, they rushed away from Har Sinai. Well, maybe they're just people that are always on the go, always moving to the next thing. Maybe that's why they're rushing away from Har Sinai. But immediately after, Vayehi Ha'om Kimis Oinanim, Rab Oznei Hashem, and Rashi says, what were they complaining about? They said that we went a way that should really take 11 days, and we did it in 3 days. They were complaining that the journey is too fast. So you see, if the same person just before was rushing, and now he wants to take his time, you see that there's a real problem over here. Why were you rushing away from Har Sinai? Obviously, you're not somebody who's always rushing, because now you're complaining that we're going too fast. The contradiction, that's what shows that their heart was in the wrong place. And that's the accomplishment of Lahafsik, Bein Puronos LePuronos. The Torah doesn't want to show that fault. So the Torah separates between this episode and this episode so that it shouldn't be obvious that they contradicted themselves with their behavior. And therefore it's very important that we remember that all our actions not only have their own intrinsic value, but they also take on a particular specific meaning in the context of the full picture in terms of defining who we are. I mean, somebody that leaves davening early, maybe he's just a guy that's always in a rush, but then he should at least come to davening early also. But somebody that to davening he comes late, and from davening he leaves early, he's contradicting himself. So we need to try to work at least on removing the contradictions from our life. A guten Shabbat.